So what I'm going to talk about is a little bit of my perspective about this topic. Let me go back, called Challenges and Opportunities in Emerging Market Real Estate. Anybody ever sort of dealt with emerging market real estate? If you have, raise your hand. All right, that's test question number one. So we have to do that when you play academia here. So we'll move on and say, I'll tell you a little bit about what people say emerging markets are, which I find fascinating. And then we'll talk a little bit about the outbound story, which is money going out into emerging markets, which is what I see more of as the kind introduction was. I've had the good fortune over the years to spend a lot of time in emerging markets teaching. I sit on the boards of a couple companies, do some stuff in the Middle East, Africa, India, and China most frequently, and a lot in Turkey of all places as well. So there'll be some interesting stories about that as we go along. And then I'm going to fill you in on some of the press that you probably hear or see out in the real estate community, and then do a brief overview on the inbound story. That's the money coming into the U.S. And how many of you think there's a lot of money coming into the U.S. from foreign markets? Okay, so how many of you think there's not? All right, we'll resolve that one here in about 3 or 4 minutes as well. And then last, because I think it's important to get the takeaway about this, why you should care. It's very, very easy for us in the U.S. to think we don't care about anything outside the U.S. I assure you, you will care. I'll tell you a quick little story about an unknown, I'm not going to name the developer, but a developer who was giving me a little bit of heat about going to China. Why do you go over there? We don't care about those guys. And I said, well, you might want to care because they have about a 45% savings rate. We've got maybe 2%, and they have a current account balance of about $3 trillion, and they love to get the money out of China nowadays because there's a big diversification story going on about getting the renminbi out of China and into some other currencies and other real estate.